I thank the Lord for being here tonight. Thank you for what we've already felt. And really enjoyed that singing.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm just so happy that I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
I got a thought upon my mind tonight. And you pray for me just for a little while. I'll stand before you. But I thought about how that Satan is blinding our people. And as I'm saying, it is, some of the people's got 20/20 vision, walk around blind.
Amen. That's right.
Bless you, Harmon.
Spiritually, I'm talking about. They can't see their hand in front of their face. But you know what I thought is the song, that one of the greatest songs that ever was written, where it said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound."
Yes, dear God.
It said, "I once was blind, but now I see."
Amen.
I'm glad that the Lord opened my eyes, ain't you?
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
I'm glad that the Lord reached down when He did and showed me my ways and showed me that I was headed toward a devil's hell. The Bible says that the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not.
Yes.
And unless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. I tell you, Satan is wanting to blind us and not wanting us to see very far. But when we begin to talk to the Lord and begin to seek His face, He's still in the saving business. He's still opening blinded eyes.
Yes, He is.
Every day.
Yes.
You know what? When you go to ask God to do something, the Bible said if you ask in faith, believing, He said He'd give it to you.
Yes.
And you know what? When we ask God to do something, I thought as people might think, if God was struck blind, Brother Leroy, and I know that there was someone that I could go to, Brother Luther, and I know that they could heal me.
Yes.
I know that they performed some kind of operation, a doctor in this land or something like that, or somebody that I could go to, a certain clinic somewhere, that I might receive my sight back. Well, I'd sell everything I own.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
And I tell you what, if you're spiritually blind today, that's
bless
what
you Lord.
Do. You got to sell out.
Yeah.
You got to sell. I'd sell everything I own.
Yeah.
Everything that I have. Yeah. That I can receive my sight physically.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you come to know the Lord, that's exactly what you have to do spiritually today. Yeah. You have to sell out to the devil. And put away the things of this world. And come to know Jesus and the pardon remission of sin. We've got to quit the sin business. And begin to seek His.
Yeah. Yeah, bless Him, Lord.
We do. The Bible says that He'll be found with us. We thought about how that there was a man one time that he said and begged at the edge of the town, Jericho.
Bless Him, Lord.
The Bible says his name was Bartimaeus. And he was the son of Timaeus. And Jesus was coming through there. And he heard about Jesus. I tell you, you know what? If I heard about that place that could heal me physically, I would make a run for it.
Yeah, bless Him, Lord.
But you know what? This man heard about Jesus. He heard about how that He healed the lame. He brought the dead up from the grave. He made the cripple walk. He healed the blinded eyes. And when he had heard that Jesus was coming that way, he began to cry out. And he said,
bless Him, Lord.
He began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me."
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do today. I'm telling you, if you're lost and undone, if you're out of the will of God, if you're not in the center of His will, if you think that you've got something hid, and the devil's got you blinded today, and you can't see, but God is able to open your eyes and make you see where you're headed today. The Bible said He began to cry cry out. So that's what we need to do today.
Bless him, Lord.
We need to cry out to Jesus. We talk, as one writer told the story. I'm reading from the book of Mark, but another writer told the same story. And he said, Jesus had passed by that way. And I tell you what, if you're looking for him today, I guarantee you he'll pass by.
Yeah.
And no way. You know what? He may come right down through Dunlow tonight. And I'm glad, but I'm sure that you would just listen and you pay attention that you could cry out and he'll hear your voice.
Yeah, that's right, Brother Harmon.
But what did they do? They listened. The man began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And you know what? They begin to say to him, be still, hold your peace. Be quiet.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what the people are today. It's the way the world is. Every time you mention Jesus, they don't want to hear that. But you know what? When this man was there, he began to cry to the Son of David, Jesus, Son of David. They told him to hush. They told him to be quiet. But you know what he did? He cried all the more. He said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. This is a fearful thing today to walk around blind spiritually. Jesus can open your eyes. He's passing by this way, and he hears your cry. And he will answer you.
Yeah.
But there's many oppositions. Just as these people begin to cry to him, to tell him to hold his peace. We run into oppositions today. People will make fun. People will laugh. Things will happen. Every time you get a chance and you get a mind to go to God's house, or you feel like that you want to make things right, or something like that, something always comes up. It's and discourages you.
Yeah.
Begin to throw out obstacles before you. But we need to say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon us.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
Let the opposition of this world and the people of this world knock you out, getting saved, making things right with God. Well, I tell you this, people think that they're doing this being with the crowd and doing the things that people want to do. But I tell you what, I'd rather have Jesus and know that my sins are covered by the blood and my eyes open to the things that God wants me to see and know that when I leave this walk of life, I've got a better place to go. And you know what? The Bible says that if you want friends, you got to show yourself ready. But I tell you what, if my friends don't want to hear about Jesus, they better not get around me very long.
Bless your heart.
Because I love him.
Yeah.
He's my all. And he's my all. And you know what? I can't help for him to come up.
That's right, amen.
Because he has blessed my soul. I thought as Luther preached last night about the blessing of salvation. I tell you, Satan may have you blinded, but you know what? He can open your eyes, and that'll be the greatest blessing.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
To have your eyes open spiritually.
Yes, dear God.
Listen, I'm going to read on here. Oh, they begin to, Jesus. The Bible said that Jesus stood still. And you know what? When you call, Jesus can hear you.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, he will.
Preacher, I just don't know. I don't think there's no way that I could... this man may have been like a man that I kind of look at it sometimes. You know, if I wanted to go in and see the president, Brother Luther... they would tell me, no, you can't get in here.
That's right.
Or there's no way, you just can't get in there.
Well, this man was standing there blind.
Yes.
He had no help.
No.
I begged him by the wayside.
Yes, he was.
And he thought, he began to yell and try to get to Jesus. And they told him to hush and be quiet. That's the way people do today. But I thought maybe it might be like a man that wanted to get in and see some big official. They'd not have told him you had to make an appointment or you had to come back some other time. But I tell you, when you call upon Jesus, He's ready to hear and answer your prayers. He began to call, and Jesus stopped, and He heard him, and He stood still. And He said, "Bring this man to me." You know what He did? The Bible said that He laid aside His garments, and they took him to Jesus. I tell you, if you come to Jesus today, and you can't come with the garments of sin hanging all over you, and your life filled with the things of this world, but you gotta lay it all out and give it all up, sell out and come to Jesus. You know what? We're naked before the Lord spiritually, and we've got to come clean.
Amen. Bless you, Herman.
This man laid aside his garments. Now, I don't know if he actually took off his garments or not. And just laid them aside and came to Jesus naked. But I tell you what, the garments of sin.
Yeah.
You got to quit the sinning business before you can ever make things right. People say, "I haven't felt the Lord in so long. I've been so down in the valley. I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I ever will make it." But you know what? Jesus will make a way.
Yeah, bless you, Herman.
There's no other way. He stood still. He called the man. And they told him, they said, "Be not afraid. Be of good comfort. For he calleth you."
Yeah.
What the Lord is calling. He's still calling. The same invitation that went out over 2,000 years ago. It's still good today. But he said, "Come unto me, all that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." That's what we need. We need to get yoked up with Jesus. Walk side by side with Him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Do you want peace? Do you want joy? Bless on the sun, there is joy in serving
you. Yeah.
I didn't know what joy was. I didn't know what happiness was. I didn't know what love was all about until I know the love of God.
Yeah.
He said to come down and knock in my heart and set my feet on this highway of holiness and at least home. I found out what love was. The Bible said, "Greater love have no man than this, that he give his life for his friends." And that's exactly what Jesus did here.
Bless your heart, Brother Herman.
Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise." And he called thee. And he cast away his garments and rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, now you listen, if you come to Jesus today, you know what? You don't have to explain everything.
That's right.
You don't have to confess every little thing that you've done wrong. Right. You don't have to tell me or Luther or Russell or any of these other preachers. But I tell you what, all you have to do is come to Jesus with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And He said, "In no wise cast you away." And you know what? We need to ask God today to open our blinded eyes. This man came and Jesus said, "What would thou have me to do for thee? What do you want me
to do?" Yeah, that's right.
Jesus never turned nobody away. Several times you read in the scripture where Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And He's asking the same
thing. That's right. Amen.
What do you want me to do for you? What do you stand in need of? You've got a need today. Jesus. Jesus. I forgive it for you. If you're blinded, he can open your eyes. If you're crippled in sin, and Satan's got you four on the pieces, and you feel like there's just no way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I tell you what, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is the way and the only way. As I heard Brother Luther preach many times, he said, Jesus ain't just one of the way. One of the ways, but he is the way, the only way. My children had a poster when they were younger in their room, and there were signs all over, a little cartoon poster, and it had signs this way, that way, over here, no, over here, come this way. And then down at the bottom it said, Jesus is the only way. Satan will blind you and get you to thinking that you could just be a good person, live a good life in front of people, and give to your favorite charities, send money to the church, help the people when they get burnt out, drop a dollar in the bucket, and when they're standing beside the road, but that won't get you to heaven.
I tried. Amen.
Ye must be born.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
The man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I tell you, we need to sow to life everlasting, and we'll reap our reward on the other side. But I tell you, if we sow the things of this world, we're going to reap corruption.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Jesus is calling and he's asking.
Yes, true God.
What do you want me to do for you? What will thou that I should do for thee?
Yeah.
I have to go through a lot of times, Brother Frank. And I say, Lord, it's me again.
Yes, true God.
It's me again. I've got something else I need you to do for me.
Yeah. That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Your wife said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. And when you ask, you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Are you walking around? You know what people think? They think that sometimes we have black and white. We have dark and light. And some people, they live in what I kind of call in the gray area.
Yeah.
Brother Luther. They're living a little bit in between. Maybe like when a man's eyesight begins to go, and he kind of gets blurry, and things get dim, and he just don't do nothing about it, just let it go. And next thing you know, he flashes a little bit more, and he is blinded completely. Has no hope for sight in this life. But I tell you, if you're living in the dark area, if you're living in that gray area, and you've got things that's holding you back, I tell you, we need to walk in the light as he is in the light, and we'll have fellowship one with another. The Bible says, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto him. We heard about people being in the Bible where the Lord took spittle and he rubbed it on people's eyes, and they rubbed it in their eyes, and they've seen their sight. And you know what? Jesus is able to open your blinded eyes. We need to see what's going on around us. Be sober, be vigilant. Let's take heed of what's going on, because the devil wants us. He wants to poke our eyes out, Brother Luther. He wants to find us spiritually. He'll get you to thinking that right's wrong and wrong's right. If you don't do no worse than this, you'll be all right. And there's a lot of people believing it.
They'll
die and go to hell believing what the devil has told them to. But I tell you, if you don't understand today, the Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And I tell you, if there's something that's just not clear to you today, you need to ask God to open your eyes.
Amen. Yes.
Open your eyes.
Yes, dear God.
God has for you. Is there something that you'd like to ask him for today? I tell you, there's a lot of things that I could think of.
Yes, that's right.
You know what? If we ask in faith, believing,
yes, he'll bring
them to us.
Yeah.
He said, what will thou have me to do for thee? This man said that I might receive my sight. We need to pray that the God of this whole universe could open up our eyes, that we could have a sight.
Yes.
I said the other night, it seemed like the priest, every time that the preaching was done, just about, that people needs to see what's going on around them.
Amen.
They need to open their eyes. The Bible said if you see your brother and he's sin, you're supposed to try to convert him from his error.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, and if you do, you save the soul and get a hold of
your brother.
He said, let the wicked put away the wickedness and
that's right.
Man his unkind thoughts.
Yes.
And return to Jesus. I tell you what. I like what Brother Roy said a while ago. He said, if you tell a little story, you just well tell a big
one. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, a little leaveneth the whole world.
Yeah.
It don't take but just a little sin, if you want to call it that, to knock you out of heaven.
Amen.
That's right. But Jesus can cleanse it all and open it up.
Yes, amen.
He pour in that oil and it'll be healed.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm glad for salvation in Jesus.
It is dear God.
The Bible said that, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes, it is.
And the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
I thought, as somebody said a while ago, that somebody seen that there was a Christian by the way that they acted or talked.
Yes.
I tell you, there's evidence when you get saved.
That's right.
Yes,
or when there's a change made in your life.
Yeah.
That old man is dead and that new man, Christ Jesus, abides in your heart. There's a change made.
Amen.
And people can see it.
Yes.
We might look like the same person physically.
Right. Yeah.
But we don't act the same. We don't walk the same. We don't talk the same. We don't go to the places we used to go. Don't do the things we used to do. So many people I've seen, Brother Russell, it seems like every revival you have, somebody said they got saved. But I tell you what, they get the altar every revival. But you know what? If you pray for me just for a minute,
if we
trust in the Lord, is able to keep that which we've committed.
Yeah, that's right, Brother Harmon.
So many people, they say they get saved, you don't ever see no change.
Yes.
They go right back to the same thing they always done. They go to the same places, do the same thing.
Amen.
And I tell you what, it's not very good evidence.
That's right. Bless you, Harmon.
It's not very good evidence. But faith will bring evidence.
Amen.
By faith. The Bible says, by grace, through faith, are you saved. Not of yourself. It's the man should boast.
Yes.
It's a gift of God. And I'm glad for that.
Yes, dear God. Yes. Yes.
Glad that, what's the other scripture? Faith cometh by hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
How can you hear without a preacher? How can you preach except if he's here? I tell you what, if you don't never go to church, you ain't going to hear no preaching. A lot of people don't know. And it's just pretty good evidence that they didn't get it.
That's right. Amen.
But it's not a it, really, is it? It's salvation.
That's right.
They used to say coke is it, and this, and they call all kinds of other things it.
Yeah.
But I didn't get in. I got salvation.
Yeah.
Salvation.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
He said, immediately, he received his sight. It don't take the Lord all day.
No. That's right.
When he says the word, it's a done deal.
Yes, true.
You know, people say, I prayed through, and that's good. I'm glad that people's got to be satisfied in their own heart.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
And that's good to pray through if that's what you need to do. But a lot of times it ain't God's fault. It's our fault.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason that we can't get it, the reason we can't get salvation immediately is because we just not willing to give something up. We're just never going to pray. And we're just not ready. But I tell you, Jesus, he said, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now, this man was blind, his eye was open. What did he do? As soon as his eye was open, he began to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
He did. Yes.
That's what we need to do. Follow Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, somehow I'll follow where he leads.
Uh-huh.
And wherever he has your I'll feed it.
Yeah.
I'll follow all the way, Lord. Yeah. I'm going to follow Jesus every day.
Yes.
And I tell you, that's what we need to do.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, if you get your eyes off Jesus, you begin to use your vision.
Yes, that's right.
For people does.
That's
and
right.
The Bible says, without a vision,
the people perish.
The people perish.
Amen.
I tell you what, right. The devil will want you to lose your vision.
Amen.
He wants you to be blinded in this flock. That one day he'll be able to sit and laugh at you.
Yes.
But I tell you what, let's keep our eyes toward Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
He said, I am the light of the world.
Yep.
No man cometh unto me except my Father send him draw.
Yes, dear God.
And I tell you what, if we let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in our lives,
yes,
we won't be walking around in the dark.
Amen. Amen.
We won't be walking around in our vision failing us. Let's keep our mind on Jesus, our heart, our mind, and let's look to him for all our
reason. Yes, dear God.
For in him it's we live and move and have our being. He's God, and beside him there is no other.
Amen. That's right.
I'm glad that I...
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad that my eyes were open.
Amen.
I'm glad that, as we preached the other night, that he drove up that drink, and I'm glad I took a drink.
Yeah.
And I got my eyes open, my thirst is quenched, and I don't hunger after the things of this world anymore.
That's right.
I thought if somebody said, I think it was Brother Andrew said, that it never entered his mind to give up the world. Sometimes I have thought what my life would be like without him.
Yeah.
What it would be like if I still lived the life that I used to live. But it just tears me all to pieces.
Yeah, bless you, Herman.
I begin to cry.
Yes.
And I thank God that I'm not the same man that I used to be.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't feel the same way.
That's right.
It's a change maybe. I wear glasses. I don't have 20/20 vision physically, but I know what waits for me.
Amen.
Yeah, bless your heart, Herman.
Through the eye of faith.
Yeah.
The Bible says that may God be lifted up between the heavens and the earth. I didn't have to look. I couldn't see with these natural eyes.
That's right. That's right.
By an eye of faith.
Yes.
The love of Jesus Christ, I see him.
Yes.
Hanging and dying on Calvary's cross.
Yeah.
And I just didn't see it, but I believe it.
I believe it
with all my heart. I tell you what, it seems like the day in which we live, you can't believe everything you hear, you can't believe half what you see.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, I've seen Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hanging on that cross.
Yes, dear God.
And I know. I'm like the woman that was healed of the issue of blood.
Yes,
I don't just believe it. I know what he done for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
She said, I know that he'd be able to make me whole.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that I'll be made whole. And I tell you what.
Bless the Lord.
In whom I believe is able to. Trust in the war. Tell you what, when things get looking dim, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
When things look dim, it seems like there's no way. Cry out, Jesus.
Jesus help.
Many times I've been in trouble.
Yes, dear Lord.
And I've just said, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Begin to call upon the name of Jesus. It's just a couple of times I'll mention his name.
Yeah, bless the knees right there.
Yes. It all clears up.
Yeah, bless your armor.
Nothing else matters to me. You know what I've said many times? If I go home, my house is burnt to a crisp. It ain't nothing but smoldering ashes. And my car is all blowed up next to the side of them, and everything I got's gone. I'll still gonna come back tomorrow night, Brother Luther.
Yeah, bless your heart, Herman. Yeah.
I got something that this world can't give.
That's right.
Joy unspeakable for the Lord. This home here is just temporal.
Yeah.
The home I've got waiting on the other side is eternal.
Dear God.
Eternal.